FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today's April 23rd, 2018. Well, hey, sorry for the cold, but as always, participate in the show. We love getting your emails, your calls, everything. The best address for emails, kl@kerrylutz.com. Hey, really pleased. You know, there's a war going on. The war is going on. It's not on the front page of the mainstream media. You're not going to hear Chris Cuomo talk about it, maybe because he's one of the warriors on the dark side. You're not going to hear Anderson Cooper. You'll seldom really ever hear much about it on Fox News, but the war is real. It's taking place now, and you need to know about it. You need to be prepared. And our good friend is back with us again, author of the best-selling, finally a New York Times bestseller. He broke the list, and not because the sales weren't there. The name of the book is Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump by Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, welcome back to the show.
Kerry, it's great to be back with you. Thank you.
Hey, so the war is heating up. We saw Trump's personal attorney's office raided by the FBI and what could only be termed as a desperation move by the special counsel, Robert Mueller. You see crazy things happening. The DNC starts a lawsuit against Trump for winning the election, along with WikiLeaks and Russia. They're suing them. I mean, what is going on here now, Dr. Corsi?
Well, it's, as I put out, you know, the reason I wrote Killing the Deep State is I wanted people really to see the smoking gun evidence. The, you know, it's kind of shocking when you read the book, but within the FBI, there was really a coup d'etat plan created, and it was to remove Donald Trump from office should he happen to win the election. And it spread through the entire Department of Justice and then in the Obama administration right up to the White House. It was these deep state operatives who are kind of New World Order, very much in agreement with Hillary, have been holdovers in these various agencies going back to George H.W. Bush. It was the Republicans and the Democrats, the elite Washington-based Republicans, are also very much this New World Order crowd. And they couldn't stand Donald Trump when he came on the scene as America First. So they, you know, went ballistic. They started creating, you know, committing crimes and putting together this coup d'etat plan, which is now falling apart. So what you're seeing is that I believe the Democrats know that the Russian collusion narrative has no evidence behind it. Even now, Devin Nunes, head of the House Intelligence Committee, said over the weekend that basically there's no intelligence behind it. There was never any information. There was any collusion going on between Russia and Donald Trump. But yet, within the Department of Justice, specifically the FBI, they created this narrative to support Hillary. And what we're finding is, as the, you know, if all Mueller's got is he can indict 13 wacky Russians who posted some things on social media, but did not influence the election and weren't colluding with Donald Trump. He's out of gas. And now I think the DNC is suing because they realize that, you know, it's almost become an ideology for them. And whether there's evidence or not about Russian collusion, they just can't let go of the theme. But I do think that this suing is a colossal mistake.
Yeah, it's a major blunder. And look, it's like these very problems that they're raising in the lawsuit supposed to be solved politically. There used to be the courts would stay out of matters that they felt were best resolved by the political system and only handle cases where they believed that the courts were particularly well suited to address the particular issue at hand. Now, you think the court's going to toss this thing? I mean, it's absurd.
No, I don't think. Probably today they'll find Democrats will find some district judge who's about left of Mao Zedong, and he'll take the case. But the point is that with the Democrats, you know, look at the Democratic Party today. It's run by Tom Perez, who is a La Raza lawyer. pursued Sheriff Arpaio because Sheriff Arpaio wanted to enforce the immigration laws and had this huge discrimination case against Sheriff Arpaio over traffic stops in Arizona. And then Keith Ellison, who we now learn was a Black Panther and also a member of the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan's group. So these are extreme leftists. This is the radical hard left that's running the Democratic Party. This is not the Democratic Party of Lyndon Johnson or Jack Kennedy or Hubert Humphrey. And so in their ideological fervor, they've gone ahead with this case to keep the Russian narrative alive, thinking if they just repeat it enough, Americans are eventually going to believe it, whether there's evidence or not. You know, it's not a crime to talk to Russia. It's not a crime to collude with Russia. Trump campaign wasn't involved in the theft of the Democratic National Committee emails that ended up in WikiLeaks. It's just not a fact. It didn't happen. So what's now going to happen with this court and district court is with discovery, the Republicans are going to be saying, okay, let's look at the Democratic National Committee servers, which have never been examined by anyone, and see if it was a hack or inside job. And by the way, let's get the evidence on Seth Rich. Let's have full discovery on Seth Rich. And let's have full discovery on the Awan brothers. And the discovery issues that these defendants, including WikiLeaks and Roger Stone, can demand are going to be hugely embarrassing to the Democrats. Because the Democrats are going to have to reveal information that makes it clear they were the ones who were in the back pocket of Putin. I wrote a whole chapter in Killing the Deep State, how Hillary and Podesta were being paid by Putin through Russian organized crime figures. I list the offshore banking accounts, how the money in the stock was transferred, which banks, which Russian crime figures, because Hillary and Podesta were selling U.S. technology to Russia under the reset, including this hypersonic technology that now Russia has used to build this new nuclear missile weapon that we evidently can't shoot down. So, I mean, the tables are turning, and the Democrats, I think, are just filing this suit or showing how radical they are and how deep into this ideology they are, whether there's any basis for it or not.
Yeah, it just seems crazy because once you start a lawsuit, you lose control and has the potential to open up a whole can of worms that they don't want the world to see. And in addition to which, what is the ultimate remedy that they seek? What's a court's going to invalidate the election after it went through all the checks and balances, the Electoral College, the meeting of the electors, Congress affirming it? What can they gain here?
There's no chance they can gain any of that. All they can gain is money if they were to win. But the chances of the Democrats winning, first of all, if this is going to go on a trial, the trial is going to be a spectacle. Especially with all the discovery coming out, and go through appeal, reach the Supreme Court. This thing's going to take years to litigate. I'll be talking about the 2016 election when it's, 2040, and no one will care.
Yeah.
And this, I think, is where the Democrats have made a mistake, is that, instead of getting past Hillary Clinton, the Democrats are falling right in the trap that I suggested was going to happen, and that is, I think Killing the Deep State predicts accurately the Trump counterattack is going to start. We're now going to see the special prosecutor being dismissed, and a new special prosecutor called to go after the deep state criminals, the Democrats who were trying to invalidate the election.
Now, if we look at QAnon, and you can find his work or their work, I think it's a group of people, we agree on that, is QAnon.pub. That's the site I go to, less pop-ups and stuff. It seems to be they're saying problems for Rod Rosenstein, who's the deputy attorney general who appointed Mueller and will probably be the one who fires him.
Well, yes, and see, the thing is, Rosenstein wrote the memo for that Donald Trump used to fire James Comey, and then turned around and appointed Mueller, who longtime friends. These two have been working together, decades, just like Comey, and switching in and out of board positions and playing musical chairs. Comey's worth $11 million.
Yeah.
Board seats and all the rest of the Democrats gave. Mueller's worth $18 million. Now, how these guys got that much money on Department of Justice salaries and pensions, obviously they didn't. And so Mueller comes in, and then Mueller says he's going to investigate Trump for obstruction of justice. Well, how did Trump obstruct justice? Well, the claim is he fired Comey. Well, that's what Rosenstein told him to do. And Rosenstein didn't stop Mueller from going into that line of inquiry. Now, I mean, that's an inconsistency, and that's a failing right there. Besides any number of other, you know, you go back into the Uranium One investigation when Mueller suppressed the information of the Russian bribery scheme in the U.S. uranium industry. So before the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States voted, if the Committee on Foreign Investment had known that, they may have blocked Russia's acquisition of Uranium One. Russia got 20% of the U.S. uranium through that deal. Hillary Clinton's foundation made $147 million through, you know, pay-to-play payoffs. Mm-hmm. And so how much money ultimately this went back to Mueller is his take through corporate boards and other corporate assignments that could pay Mueller the kind of money that would build his $18 million net worth.
Right.
These are the kinds of questions that have to be asked.
Mm-hmm. So you think... Well, QAnon seems to say that Mueller, probably Rosenstein, not going to be with us much longer here. They're going to be shut
down. I don't think so. I think that that's now, you know, my whole point in killing the deep state is it's like a chess game. And I describe this chess game that Julian Assange referred to in, you know, 1918, Capablanca, who was brilliant. A chess player, and he was playing Marshall. Marshall was playing black, and Marshall wanted to beat Capablanca for years, was always failed at, it seemed like. And so he launches this big attack against white, Marshall does, and it fails. And Capablanca then has the advantage in a middle game of launching a counterattack, which is decisive. And that's what Trump is doing right now. The Mueller failed. He did not produce the evidence that would anywhere near impeach Donald Trump. And now Donald Trump has got plenty of evidence, and we're beginning to see it, where McCabe is already former deputy director of the FBI under criminal investigation for lying and under oath and leaking to the press. All the interest of trying to prevent Donald Trump from being president. And Comey himself on his book tour is going to be under investigation, criminal investigation for utilizing classified information in writing these secret squirrel memos he wrote to himself about the meetings with Donald Trump. And we're beginning to see massive corruption within the Department of Justice and the FBI, just as I predicted we would when I wrote Killing the Deep State.
Hey, you raise a great point about Comey. The guy's supposed to be so bright, such a bright prosecutor. He's brilliant. Everything, you know, he's just so smart. Yet he writes a book that deals with what could be criminal behavior, leaking his memos, which were classified, to a New York Times reporter, Columbia J School professor. I think he was Columbia School of Journalism. And then he goes on a tour talking about this stuff. And he seems to be incriminating himself at every book signing. Is this the sign of such a brilliant guy here, Dr. Corsi, or did we miss something?
No, I think Comey's just got this, you know, they used to call him Cardinal Comey in the FBI. And he's got this huge self-justification need to prove how right he is and everything. And basically what I'm saying about Comey told Congress under oath that the Fusion GPS document, which was the basis of, you know, getting the Russian collusion narrative going in the FBI, could not be validated. It could not be authenticated by the FBI. They didn't know if it was true or not. And yet, five times Comey signed FISA court applications to get electronic surveillance, utilizing in part the Fusion GPS document. Saying it provided evidence of Russian collusion. Now, one time or the other, Comey was lying, either under oath to Congress or in his duty as a officer of the court when he did the FISA warrant saying that there was collusion, Russian collusion, and they needed to get electronic surveillance of Donald Trump's campaign. This is going to be, again, Comey is he's impeaching himself.
Yeah.
He's showing himself to have been a liar, and a liar not inconsequentially, but under oath, or, you know, in his duty as an officer of the court. These are felonies.
For sure. You know, my mother always said, you're always better off telling the truth, because to be a good liar, you have to have a really good memory. And Comey's showing himself to not have a real good memory. Now, I want to go back to something, a meeting that took place right after Trump was inaugurated, purportedly took place in the FBI. Comey wasn't there, but McCabe was, along with a lot of the top FBI brass. And it was right after they'd gotten General Flynn. And he said, first, we effed Flynn, and now we're going to eff Trump. And there were like 20, 30 guys at this meeting. Of course, no mention of it was ever made in the mainstream media. I fully believe that this took place. And then when you go back and you see that Comey had originally said that Flynn didn't appear to have lied, and then all of a sudden he's brought up on charges of perjury, or not perjury, but lying to the FBI in the course of an investigation, which really amounts almost to the same thing as perjury. You know, you're not allowed to lie to federal agents. You know, you start to see a pattern here emerge. And that meeting, purported meeting, is wholly consistent with the plot of the deep state to take down Trump.
Well, this is the kind of the point that, you know, the whole General Flynn prosecution. And you had, by the way, Peter Strzok, you know, in the FBI, and with his lover Lisa Page texting that he knew Judge Contreras, who was the original judge, also a FISA court judge, in Flynn's trial. And they were going to meet him at a cocktail party, and they were going to wine and dine him. Well, that's a crime.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes out. Contreras recuses himself. And the new judge is Emmett Sullivan. Now, Emmett Sullivan is the same judge who basically eviscerated Weissman, who's one of the prosecutors under Mueller and a whole group of the Department of Justice prosecutors for misconduct in the Enron case and the Ted Stevens prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Emmett Sullivan came in, the first thing he did was from the bench, not in response to a defense motion, but from the bench, said the Mueller has got to comply with all the Brady rule. That means handing over all the exculpatory information that is there in the prosecutor's office. And the exculpatory information that he's going after is fundamentally that it's now come out that Strzok, who's the one who interviewed Flynn, and McCabe rewrote the interview, the 302 report on the interrogation of Flynn. And I think that made it look like he lied.
Mm-hmm.
When Comey said he didn't lie. Now, if Emmett Smith gets this together, I think Emmett Smith could throw out the entire Flynn case and charge prosecutorial misconduct, which again is another nail in the coffin of Mueller. And I think this is all in development right now. And QAnon says it's going to develop either at the end of April or the beginning of May. So this is in process.
It's exciting. It's exciting. Your book, I think, is so timely and is so on the money. And we thank you for the contribution here to our knowledge. Again, the book is Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. I think it's must reading. I've been reading it myself. I'm almost done with it. And it's compelling, Dr. Corsi. It really is to think that within our own government, there could be a plot, a deep state plot, to basically depose or get rid of a sitting president. I mean, it really reads like a novel, like so many others that you read before about this very topic.
And it's all true. And I think the Killing of the Deep State has accurately predicted where it's going to go. And I'm continuing to say that the end game is Trump wins. And before it's over, he will create military tribunals. And I believe by the end of his term, the end of Donald Trump's term, he will have Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama before a military tribunal charged with treason.
Well, that is going to be interesting to see, because probably the Supreme Court's going to have to rule on that. And I know it's theoretically possible to bring him under a military tribunal under the National Defense Appropriations Act a few years back. I'm just not sure that's going to happen. But I do believe, I don't know that there's 18,000 sealed indictments out there. I think that's absurd. But there probably is several hundred just waiting. And we didn't even get into the sex trafficking, the pedophilia rings, and all the other stuff that they've been carrying on for years about, that QAnon has been exposing recently. All these horrible, human trafficking rings that Trump has been after almost from the moment he was inaugurated. Sessions has been totally vigilant going after these human traffickers.
Well, I think it's going to be, we're going to find as this all unfolds that deep state, which had become virtually anti-American, so like the Republican Party going so far to the left, it looks like a European-style communist party.
Tell me about it.
We're going to find some shocking pedophilia, some shocking satanic activity that is not just going to be limited to the elite in Hollywood, but it's going to be Silicon Valley. It's going to be the political elite. And what QAnon has been saying is that, unraveling this coup d'etat, which, killing the deep state makes clear that there's another several layers as this onion gets peeled down layer by layer. And we're going to find some pretty ugly stuff at the core of this onion.
Yeah, it's frightening. It's sickening. And we didn't even talk about the purported Hillary Clinton videos, which are set to come out. There's so many aspects of it all that I'm glad that you're doing it virtually full time, covering the whole QAnon story, because it's a story that really needs to be told and needs to be at the forefront. Hey, Dr. Corsi, obviously we can get your book wherever fine books used to be sold, as well as Amazon, right?
And it should be in bookstores everywhere. It finally got on the New York Times bestseller list. We had to fight to get it on the list. But and some bookstores, you might have to ask them to get it out of the closet and sell it to you. But Barnes & Noble has been very, very good. They've had it in the front of the stores, and I've been very appreciative. And it's also available if you just, my name, Corsi, C-O-R-S-I. And you just take a look at Amazon.com, BooksAMillion.com, and BarnesandNoble.com. And the book is Killing the Deep State, the Fight to Save President Trump.
All right. It's must reading. You got to get it. Hey, Dr. Corsi, is there a website we can find you at and watch what you're doing on the QAnon?
I think probably Twitter is a good one. If you'd follow me on Jerome, it's either _ Jerome.Corsi. Almost all my social media uses my name at Twitter. I'm doing a lot of posting on Twitter, and it's a good idea to follow me there.
All right. So at Jerome_Corsi, watch the Twitter feed, and then you can get to the YouTube channel, and it's just amazing to watch. It's an incredible time to be alive here.
That
Dr.
channel,
Corsi.
That channel is JRL. My initials JRL Corsi Corsi. That's a YouTube channel, and I'm decoding the QAnon posts almost every day.
Okay. And there are more and more drops every day. If you haven't checked out the QAnon post, check out Dr. Corsi's channel. He'll explain to you what they mean, what QAnon's trying to say. A lot of them, we don't even know what they mean yet. We won't know, Dr. Corsi, until they happen, a lot of them, and that's by design.
Yes, that's correct. And a lot of them, as QAnon knows things are in development and kind of prefigures them, when they happen, we look back and we see that that's what was being signaled. QAnon's a military intelligence source who I believe is very close to President Trump and has been doing a remarkable job of sharing, to the extent that can be shared, intelligence with the American public on a current and as-need basis. It's really pretty remarkable how much we're getting an inside look at this developing Trump counterattack on the coup d'etat from the FBI and the deep state under Obama. And I encourage everybody, both to read Killing the Deep State, which gives you the basis for understanding what's going on, and then following Q, which you can do through my decodes at YouTube channel, JRLCORSI. My initials, JRLCORSI, my last name.
All right. Excellent, Dr. Corsi. Hey, if you got any questions for Dr. Corsi, myself, we love to get your emails, your comments. If you're listening to it on YouTube, please subscribe, hit the ringer button and all that good stuff. Otherwise, just send us an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. Dr. Corsi, always great having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Kerry, great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.